Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, a few announcements. But ladies and gentlemen, we just got to thank God for another day. If you're listening to this live right now and even later on, you better thank God for life today. Amen. 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 We thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the Father, God the Father, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just give another round of applause for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Can't wait to hear from Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw this morning. That will bless your soul all across the land. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number 347-843-4559. The number 347 843-455-9 is the call-in number if you have a prayer request or just want to listen to the powerful prayer that Bishop will share with us today. We thank God for the man of God taking time out to share with us today as well, in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, so the number 347-843-4559. We'd like for you to tweet that out. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got to do, put that word out there, put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. If they don't listen live, they can listen to it later, and believe me, their soul will be blessed in the name of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, because when Bishop prays, ladies and gentlemen, things happen all across the globe, so we're excited about the word of God going out. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you this morning. We thank God for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also our scripture for today would be Psalms 46. We want to encourage you to read the entire chapter, of course, in Psalms 46, 1 through 7. We're excited about the word today, and we're going to get started here in a few seconds about that. Well, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stay safe. We want you to stay safe, and we're just excited about what God is doing. I know these times are very, very different, I'll say, very, very different. But the word of the Lord is not different. It will never change. The word of the Lord stands forever and ever, as Bishop shares with us all the time. So good morning to you, and we thank God for you. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the word, and let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for even being able to read his words today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Psalm 46, 1 through 7. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Wow, praise God. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, through the mountains shake and swelling thereof, Shelah. There is a river, the streams thereof shall make glad the city of God in the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Amen. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that's right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Verse 7, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Shelah. Amen. Let's get the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful word. It will never change. Ladies and gentlemen, never change. Amen. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us today. Bless you.
Thank you, Elder Kevin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We glorify your name. We lift your name up, and we praise you because you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are our refuge, our present help in time of trouble. We thank you this morning, O God, for another day that we never seen before. We thank you for the activity of our limbs being closed in our right mind. We thank you, God, for food and shelter, God. We thank you for health, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, for your grace has been extended over our lives many, many times. We give you thanks and we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. We thank you, God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you this morning. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that do diligently seek him. By faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you this morning, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you this morning, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to fight you. We magnify you. We lift your name up. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning against sickness and disease. We plead the blood of Jesus against accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus against suicide. We plead the blood of Jesus against all negative in the name of Jesus. And we thank you this morning, God. We rise and give you glory. We thank you and give you honor. We praise you because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the refuge in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify you because we cannot make it without you. We need you every second of the day. God, we repent of all our sin. We repent of our shortcomings. We repent of our failure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, be merciful on us today, God. Be merciful on us. America, God, in the name of Jesus, we stretch our hands to thee, oh God. No other name, no other help we know but thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We thank you for family this morning. We thank you for that husband and that wife, that child, that daughter, that mother, that father, that sister, that brother. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we glorify you. God, and no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. We thank you, God, that you have given your angels charge over them. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we glorify you this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Your word says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We cancel every assignment of the enemy that come to steal, to kill, and destroy, because you come to give us life and life more abundantly. We thank you for abundant life, God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you this morning, God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We cancel the assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. They come to try to bring fear, come to try to bring doubt. And Father, we thank you, God, that you, oh God, help your people this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as you strengthen them, oh God. We thank you, God, that you're opening doors for families this morning, that giving them a place to live, giving them a place that they can call home. We thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. You're supplying food, God, through people in the name of the feed the homeless, God. We thank you this morning, God, for your grace and your mercy, your goodness and your love and your kindness. Your word is everlasting. Your word is spirit. It is life. We thank you this morning. We can rely on you. We can depend on you. We can wait on you, God, because your word says, he that waited upon the Lord shall renew thy strength, shall mount up with wings as an eagle. God, we thank you, God. We shall not be weary in well doing, because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We thank you this morning, God, that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you this morning as you heal that mother, that father, that child this morning. You heal their mind in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that you're giving them a place to sleep. You thank you this morning as you look on that person that is homeless this morning, that child that is homeless, God, that child that run away. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood for protection over their lives. We plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call them on Sunday to be called to see my name. Father, we thank you this morning. Their child is coming, calling home on them, checking on their mother, checking on their father. God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. You check the heart of a stony heart, God. Change the hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, oh God. We glorify you this morning. We lift your name up this morning. We pray for our nation this morning, God. We are in need for you, oh God. Your word said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face
and turn from the wicked way. Then we would hear from heaven, you'll forgive our sin and you will heal the land. We thank you this morning, God. We are praying and our prayers are not in vain. We thank you this morning for every prayer warrior. God, we glorify you for your name, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your people everywhere, God. We thank you for the church, God, in the name of Jesus, because the church is on the inside of us. Let us rise up to the occasion, oh God. Let us rise up to the forefront. Let us be true for God in the name of Jesus. Let us love truth. Oh God, open our heart, God. Open our ears, God. Open our soul to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that soul being saved this morning. We thank you for that family being saved this morning. We thank you for that husband being saved this morning. We glorify you and we praise you this morning for all the marvelous works you have done in this earth. When we open our eyes, the stars are shining at the nighttime, and open our eyes, the moon is shining in the nighttime. But then when we rise in the morning, the sun is shining in the daytime. But the S-O-N, the sun, is shining all the time. Father, we thank you. We praise you, God. You've never lost the case. You've never lost any power. You've never lost any ability. You have the same ability as you deliver the children of Israel, God, that you will deliver your people today. Father, we thank you for it, God. We thank you, God. We pray for our leaders of this world, God. We pray for the president. Oh, God, be merciful. We thank you, God. Look on our people, God, everywhere. Look on the black man, woman of God. Look on them in the name of Jesus. Protect them from all evil. And, Father, we glorify you. Keep our minds, Lord. Let us remember what your words say, God, that we will hearken to your voice, God, that we will to the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus, that we will shine from evil. Father, we thank you, God. Let us be like David, creating us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit, oh God, that we'll walk upright before you. We'll live a life that pleases in your sight. God, we thank you this morning. We pray, God, and most Sunday for that father this morning. We pray for that child this morning. God, test that heart of that person that's trying to commit suicide. Oh God, give them a real God. Let them know that they have a reason to live. They have life and have a purpose in for them, God. And we thank you this morning. We praise you this morning. God, look on that other mother or father this morning, that child. Look on them and strengthen them and encourage their hearts, oh God. Let us be let them be seek on somebody. Oh God, we stand on your word. We stand assured that this is the confidence that we have in you. We ask anything according to your will. We know that you hear us. God, we thank you that you hear us this morning. We thank you, your words said, the righteous cry and the Lord hears. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. The word said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let us come back to the altar, oh, God, about Sunday. Let our heart be repentant at all time, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on America, God, on Sunday, because don't see. Look on Africa. Look on the pastors. Look on the people there, God. They need you as never before, God. Look on this world, Lord. Look on the people everywhere. God, you are all knowing. You all know all secrets. You know all the thoughts of all mankind. Father, you know, God, we know that you're able to fix it, God. We thank you, God, as you brought us through this time of season in our lives. God, let us live with purpose, God. Let us live with hope, Lord. Let us live with joy. Let us live in peace, and God, in the name of Jesus, make us one, God. Make this world our most seek, our most. This world is not our home. We just passing through. But God, our most Sunday, let us occupy until you come. Let us pull down every stronghold of the enemy. Oh God, let God arrive. Let his enemy be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. That smoke is driven away. Drive them away. As wax melt before the fire. fire. Let the wicked perish in the presence of God, but let the righteous, let the seated in them rejoice. Let them be glad in you, O God. We trust, we wait, we depend on you. God, we thank you, God, even during this election, no matter who get in the White House, you are in control, Lord. We depend on you. We rely on you. But God, we thank you, God. Let the people go out to vote. Let them go out to vote. Let them lose. Let them go out to vote, God, in the name of Jesus. Test their heart. God, we know their march, God. We know they protest, God. We know, God, we want equal rights, but God, let them go vote, God. I'm going to say them a chain, oh God, the chain, the system, the government system. Father God, we thank you, God, even as you test that man in prison this morning. Oh God, we ask you to look on that family, God. We know, oh, it's Sunday, no son, they go no see, Valerie, they go no see. You're all knowing, God. You know how to fix and solve that problem, God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we appreciate you for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, I'm Osani Kondo Sunday, they condo. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. We glorify you today. We thank you, God, for every leader, oh God, for pastors, God, strengthen the congregations, oh God, strengthen the people of God. Oh God, let us be a light in this world, but let us not be of the world, but let us be a light to this world. Separate us, God. I'm Osani Kondo Sunday, Kararabo. God, let our eyes of salary be condo sandico ratandea. Let us be men and women of God. Oh God, of integrity, God. Let us be men of God of righteousness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this next generation that you're raising up to live for you, to be a servant of you. God, we glorify you for it. We thank you for our forefathers, our mothers, our sisters, and our brothers. We thank you, God, that you brought them through, God, and you're bringing us through this situation. Although COVID-19 may be still around, but God, you're still in control. You still have all power. You still are able to heal those that are sick and those that are afflicted, God, those that have cancer, those that have diabetes, those that are weary in well-doing, God, give them strength, give them endurance. Let them hold on to your word, God. We trust in you. We know that you're going to bring us through these situations, no matter what other crisis come on after this go away, after COVID-19, there's something else come up, our crisis come up, Lord. Bring us through the storm like you've always done, God. Bring us through it, God, because we trust and we lean on you, and we forever give you praise, God. And you are the King of our life. You're Jehovah. You're Elohim, God. You're sure. We thank you. We know that you're going to do it, and we glorify you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the prayer of Bishop John Crenshaw all across the land. Amen. Amen. Bishop just prayed for you, for me, prayed for our family, ladies and gentlemen. We prayed for our county, for our city, for our state, for our nation, ladies and gentlemen, and for the world as well, because God is everywhere simultaneously. That's what I love about the Lord. He is everywhere simultaneously. He can take care of your prayer, my prayer at the same time. People are all across the globe as they need it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for you today. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We are sensitive to your time as well. If you do have a prayer request, please hit *1 on your phone. If you have a specific prayer request, we'll take all the prayer requests and give those back to Bishop as they close out today in Jesus' name. So if you do have a prayer request, feel free to hit *1 on your phone, and that'll put you in queue. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, the wonderful Dr. Janice Crenshaw, as we open up our mic. Good morning, Doc. How are you, ma'am?
Praise the Lord. God bless you and bless the Lord. Amen. For this beautiful Saturday morning, wherever you may be, and those that are listening now and those that are listening later. Praise the Lord. I want to ask for prayer for Elder Martez Layton. His mother passed away. She's gone home to be with the Lord. So we certainly want to keep their family up in prayer and ask for their strength. Praise God. And for all of those out there that may be experiencing death and their family, loved ones, and friends at this time, that the Lord encourages us, praise the Lord. We know, praise the Lord, that those saints who die in the Lord, amen, the Bible said, blessed are the saints that die in the Lord. Praise God, that death doesn't have any power over the children of the Lord. So this morning, amen, we are grateful and want those that are listening to be encouraged and know that, praise God, great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. In spite of all of the things that are going on and the chaos that's in this world, we certainly want to be most prayerful during this season of this upcoming election. Praise God, that we must pray. We must pray. And that we must certainly pray against any planned strategic violence. Praise God, that the enemy, praise God, maybe even cooking up behind the scene. Praise God, we know that God is able, praise God, to dismantle any display of evil. Because at the close of the day, guess who's in charge? God is in charge. No one will be able to overthrow his word, overthrow his plan, overthrow his strategic agenda. And when man realizes that they are not smarter than God, all of this violence will stop. As a matter of fact, we may not even have any political parties if men realize that who's in charge. God is in charge. He is the ultimate sovereign one, praise God, that will bring victory and conclusion to this end time matter and to all of this chaos that's in the world today. So what do we need to be doing as believers? We need to be praying as he has given to his disciples how to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, because his kingdom will be established on this earth, and he will dethrone all of the political parties, all of the other kingdoms. It is written in the word of God. So our prayer is, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Blessed is the man, praise God, that's looking, hoping for his appearance. All of us be looking for that great day, and not just looking. We need to be preparing. So I can say to those that are listening now, prepare, 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 pray, pray, pray. What do we mean by prepare? Amen. Get our hearts right. Praise God. If there's anybody you need to forgive, if there's anything going on in your spirit, get your spirit right. Praise God. Get your house in order. Get your body in order. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Prepare, 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 prepare. Get you some food in the house. Stock up on some things. Amen. Be proactive and don't get caught up in all of the chaos that might just be, amen, praise God, that are lurking in the background, amen, ready to be just exploded. So you people, don't get caught into it. Praise God, do some shopping now. Stack up some canned goods, put some things in your house, get your toilet tissues. You know, most folks ain't no toilet tissues. Toilet tissues, glory to God. Amen, get those things in your home now. Just being proactive. That does not mean you don't have faith. Those toilet tissues ain't flying out the sky. Amen, praise God. Glory be to God. Now there is, praise God. I won't say God is able to do all things, but amen. He sent manna from heaven in the years of the children of Israel and evil. But my point is this: be proactive. Praise the Lord. Do these things now. Stock up on food. Get those things in your home. Praise God. And stack up on your prayers. Glory be to God. That the Lord would keep our minds and our hearts in perfect peace and pray without ceasing. Amen. Praise God. Because our God is still yet in charge. Man is not in charge. I know he thinks he is, but he's not in charge, and he's really stupid enough to feel like his plan is going to work. It just really amazes me to hear the dialogue that man really thinks that they are so much smarter than God and his word that they can twist it, manipulate it, tweak it to their agenda, and they really believe it's going to work. My God. Praise the Lord. They're not reading the same scripture in the same Bible. Jesus is coming back. He's going to throw on all the kingdoms of this world. Praise God. And his people, his saints, his elect will help him, praise God, execute his kingdom in the earth. Are you a part of that elect? Are you a part of that elect? Not just church goer. Praise God. Not just a part of a particular political party that ain't going to get us in. Your heart, your character, your ways of holiness as unto the Lord, loving everybody, amen, loving your neighbor as yourself, loving your enemies, keeping his commandments, doing what the Spirit of the Lord has said in this season. That's right. Nothing but the pure in heart shall see God. Nothing but the pure what? In heart shall see God. So be encouraged, be blessed. For those that you're listening now, listen later, know that our God is sovereign. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for those powerful words of encouragement and the prayer request as well for the Layton family as well. Praise God. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to know that God is in control. I love that. And Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop will also share with us occasionally. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you to read the Word of God. You got to research, right? Research through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you understand the Word as you move forward and even understand the times as well. And, of course, you got to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. That is so, so important. I got that one from Bishop and Doc, too, about paying attention, ladies and gentlemen, because the Word of God is real and it is will never go away and never change. Amen. God's Word will last forever and ever, as Bishop shares with us. And the other one I got to share, too, Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop, is the fact that Lucifer already made the mistake trying to be like the Most High. It ain't going to happen with nobody, ladies and gentlemen. If it didn't happen with him, it ain't going to happen with nobody else either. So I don't know why man think there's no God. I don't understand why man think he can overthink God, overthrow God's plan for our lives as well. So we just have to pray for folks who have that wrong interpretation of who God is. God is God. So we thank God for his awesomeness. We thank God for his Son. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit. And we just thank God for what he is doing right now, because I received the words and we approve this message. What Bishop and Doc are saying, we approve all of it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Father, even as we pray for Ella Layton and his family, as we pray that God continue to strengthen and encourage their hearts and be with them during this time. And Father, even those that have lost loved ones all over this world, ask you to be with them and strengthen them and encourage those. And know that God is still able to bring them through this storm. And Father, we thank you for all of your marvelous works. We thank you, God. We only for a season in this life. We have to go on to be with the Lord. So let us be encouraged. Be encouraged, everybody, as we pray. Hold fast to the Word of God. Do not give up. Do not look back, but keep looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And know all things are working together for your good. God bless you. We love you, those that love the Lord. All things are working together for good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to his purpose. It's working for your good. God bless you today. We love you. We're praying for you. We are concerned about what God is carrying you in this season. God bless you. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just been listening to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and his awesome wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, as well today to move your day forward and to keep you fired up, ladies and gentlemen, as well, because Jesus wants you to enjoy life. Jesus said that he come that you'd have life and have it more abundantly, ladies and gentlemen. He wouldn't have said that if it couldn't be. So we're just excited about God's plan for your life today. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to enjoy the rest of your day. It is Saturday morning here in the United States, and it may be Sunday in another part of the world, but we thank God for you. Want you to enjoy your wonderful, wonderful day as well. You know, also too, ladies, we got to continue to praise God. Just praise God in everything, as Bishop and Doc have taught over the years and continue to teach. You got to praise God in everything, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to leave you with a quick song. This is the Joshua Troop called Everybody Clap Your Hands. You do what you got to do today. Just thank God for everything today, ladies and gentlemen. I want your joy. For one of my favorite scriptures, ladies and gentlemen, is the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So God bless you. And remember that to continue to pray, ladies and gentlemen, we got to continue to pray always, always, always. And let your family know you love them. And remember, as Doc says, wash those hands, put that mask on as you go out, ladies and gentlemen. Use social distancing, but also use wisdom. Ladies and gentlemen, use some wisdom. There's a lot going on, but continue to pray for our land in the area of this COVID time as well. But use wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. Wash those hands and keep your immune system high as possible in the Lord, and check with your doctor. If you got to check with your doctor, do that, but keep that immune system as high as possible. All right, everybody, clap your hands for Jesus is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.
Come on, everybody, we worship you. We worship you, oh Lord. We thank you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, may the joy of the Lord be truly your strength today, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Elder Vaughn with you today. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. Thank you so much for your time. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out today. Enjoy your awesome day today. Enjoy your day. We'll see you. Bye-bye.